And so welcome back to LFM. Today's first act is Ad Hoc, otherwise known as Dan Jones. He was supposed to play for us at the TAA exhibition on the Saturday, but unfortunately, due to a situation beyond our control, this didn't happen. So, hello Dan.
Hello.
Hi. Would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about what you're doing? I see you've got a really interesting interface. Is that Super Collider you're using?
Yeah, that's right. I'm using Super Collider to develop a range of systems from scratch as part of Middlesex's Sonic Arts MA research programme. The one of which I'll be demonstrating tonight is emulating a virtual swarm of agents akin to a swarm of bees or ants, say.
We're quite fond of wasps here. You see there's a wasp on the desktop there. You can't quite see it because of all the streaming software's on there. But so what was the inspiration for this, and kind of what should people look out for in terms of what you're doing with the software?
Well, the inspiration behind it originally was possibly a book by Douglas Hofstadter entitled Gödel, Escher, Bach, which kind of has a focus in certain areas on generative systems of making music and the tension between consciousness, creativity and automated systems. So kind of investigating the roles that determinism and deterministic systems might play within the creative process. And what the swarm system actually, how it works in a sort of sonic sense is that each agent moves around in a four-dimensional Euclidean space, interacting, following a very basic series of rules akin to those followed by a flock of birds. So they'll be attracted to the centre of the flock, but will be repelled by nearby agents in an attempt to kind of gain like space and avoid overcrowding and so on.
And what's the sources of the actual sounds? Is it synthesis or is it based on samples?
Predominantly synthesis, yeah. Most of it is now based on synthesis because I find that it kind of gives me the most power to control the sonic interactions between the agents. Some levels of granular and additive synthesis. But there are also a series of samples of bodily functions known as auscultation. Which are used by doctors and medics to kind of gauge whether, say, the heart, or the nervous system or lymph system are sounding as they should do, essentially. So as these agents move around, you'll be able to hear these medical effects interacting and panning around the space if you're listening in stereo as well.
Okay. You have a website where people can find out more about what you're doing?
I certainly have a website. It's a little bit cryptic at the moment and sparse on information, but if you go to adhoc.noise.org.uk, there are a series of recordings, various live compositions and improvisations that I've been developing over the past few months.
And do you have any upcoming gigs or releases in the pipeline?
Yes, a couple. I've got an upcoming release with a collaborator of mine, Miami C, who's a vocalist, also based in South London. We've been working as a duet for a few weeks now. In terms of gigs, June the 18th at the Ritzy Cinema, I'll be playing with Kazma Klitstick on video duties. And on the 11th of July, I'm playing as part of the Wave Swarms group at Tesco Disco in central London.
Oh, cool. With Dave?
Yeah, that's right, Dave Lawrence, yeah.
Dave? No, it's not. All right.
I think there might be several Daves.
More than one Dave in the world?
At least two.
At least, okay, well, there's more than two Daves. So would you like to...
Yeah, you'll have to give me 30 seconds.
Okay, we have to give you 30 seconds to... Okay. But also, upcoming after Ad Hoc this evening, there'll be DJ Necro from Drop the Bomb, who's yet to turn up, but he should be here quite soon. And Loser, who was part of a group called Ecstasic, that was signed to D-Trash, so some hardcore gabber and kind of breakcore coming your way just after Ad Hoc. So, I know, is this... ready to go?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was Ad Hoc on LFM. Dan, do you mind sort of telling people what you were doing? Because from where I was standing, it looked like you were playing a computer game. You had this black screen with sort of coloured kind of balls flying around it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it does actually feel a lot like a game when you're playing in the Atom world. Essentially, it's kind of more akin to a human improviser that you're working alongside than playing an instrument, in that you never have a complete control over what the system, how the system is going to produce a particular output. You're basically attempting to influence the rules under which these swarming agents interact with each other. And as they move around the space, they have these fixed kind of sonic behaviours. And so you're just attempting to influence these behaviours, and it's a constant tension between the chaos, the natural chaos that the system tends towards, and the control of the conductor over the system. And so you're kind of working alongside it, but you can never completely control it. So a lot of the time it's a struggle on the part of the conductor to actually create what you're attempting to with it.
Okay, cool. So again, you said you had a gig coming up at Tesco Disco.
Yeah, that's right. July the 11th, I'm going to be performing as part of a night that Wave Swarms are hosting in Tesco Disco, which is a converted wine cellar. It's an absolutely amazing environment to play in. But I'm going to be performing alongside Uniform, I believe, of Planet Mu Records.
I think Uniform is second gen. I could be wrong.
Could be. But there are a series of performers linked via the Sonic Arts MA at Middlesex, alumni and kind of co-conspirators, amongst whom are me, Uniform, and Dave Lawrence, who I was mentioning earlier, who has performed recently in Bristol as part of another Wave Swarms night. They seem to be putting on a regular series of these, so watch out at Tesco Disco, especially over the next few months. They're promising to put on some pretty interesting nights.
Right, so thank you very much. Anything else to add?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
Right, thanks for that. Enjoy that.